We begin in the Riverside County community of Paris, where authorities say 13 siblings were held against their will and abused by their own parents. Paris's mayor, Michael Vargas, spoke at a press conference yesterday.
This is a very happy and tight, hardworking family community. And I know I speak on behalf of the residents of Paris that our thoughts and prayers are with the victims as they endure the next few weeks that are coming up.
Reporter Valerie Hamilton went to the neighborhood where the Turpin family lives.
People here in the Paris neighborhood of Monument Park are realizing how little they knew about their neighbors.
It's incredible. Who would ever think that something like that was happening in, you know, in your own neighborhood, you know?
Francisco Sagoon walks his dog Riley just down the block from where David and Louise Turpin allegedly kept their 13 children captive on an otherwise ordinary suburban street. Sagoon says this isn't really a neighborly place.
Even with just a few feet of separation, you know. You know, everybody kind of keeps to themselves and they don't know each other.
Monument Park is a new middle-class subdivision of two-story stuccos, tidy front gardens, basketball hoops, and the occasional American flag. Local media say the Turpins moved here in 2014. Neighbors noticed they were different. Their lawn got scruffy. Their kids were pale. Last Halloween, Kayla Redd met David Turpin in front of his house while trick-or-treating with her niece.
He had a bonfire, and he was holding a cross, and he said that they don't celebrate Halloween.
So they were different. But just ordinary different, or something more sinister? And how can you tell? Sherry Kreisig is president of Monument Park's Neighborhood Watch Committee. She says she thought the Turpins were strange, but...
You know, there's a lot of strange people out in the world, and, you know, I don't want to be judgmental either. So, and I think that's where most people are. They don't want to intrude.
But authorities say they need neighbors to be nosy. Speaking at a press conference Tuesday, Riverside County Public Social Services Director Susan Von Zabern said they can't do it without you.
I want to highlight the importance the community plays in providing us with information about abuse and neglect.
Sherry Kreisig says it's not always that easy.
So everybody's like, yeah, when I think about it, they're really weird. Yeah, when I think about it, why didn't they play outside? You know, but it's a hindsight kind of a thing. Even the red flag didn't go up for me, and I'm a red flag person sometimes, you know.
She says that needs to change.
This is a big wake-up call for everybody, because nobody wants to be the next-door neighbor that didn't know. And nobody wants that.
Monument Park will meet this week with city and county authorities to talk about ways to look out for their neighbors and make sure nothing like this goes unnoticed again. For the California Report, I'm Valerie Hamilton in Paris.